This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rock My Wedding, the podcast. It's episode 6.
And it's all about reading.
We're not wasting any time today, are we? We're just going straight in. No chit-chat, nothing. Mm. No. Straight into it.
She says.
So, yes, readings. We're going to talk about, are you having one? Are you not having one?
Are you having two?
Are you having two? Are you having multiples? You're not sure about having one? Why do we have them? What's the point? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And we'll share some of our favourite readings with you too.
Yes. So readings are traditional for ceremony.
Yeah.
They usually emphasise something about relationships and or marriage.
Love.
Love, often relevant to the couple themselves in some way, mm-hmm. or perhaps the reader themselves, something the reader wants to say to the couple that are getting married.
Yeah.
And Becky has rules.
Got some rules.
Of readings.
Very, very strict.
Far away.
Rule number one. Oh, the most important of the three. There are three rules. Don't ask someone to do a reading who isn't comfortable doing it. That is just don't do it. If someone is not comfortable standing up, projecting, speaking in public, they're going to hate it. They're probably going to fluff it up and then they're going to feel terrible that they ruined your ceremony.
Yeah, and they're going to feel nervous, yeah. And it's going to take away their enjoyment of the day,
yeah.
Because all the emphasis on the fact they've got to stand up in front of a whole bunch of people and
yeah.
Read something.
Yeah, so if you know... Regardless of whether you really, really want someone to do it, if you know they're not comfortable with it, please don't make them do it, because they just won't like it. No.
And rule number two.
Rule number two. You can have your reading from anything. It doesn't have to be a traditional. It can be a song. It could be a poem. It could be a monologue from your favourite film. It can literally be anywhere. Don't feel pigeonholed into having something traditional or something that you heard at someone else's wedding just because that's where you heard it and you think that's for a wedding. Mm-hmm. Literally, you can take your reading from whatever you like. Because as you said, readings are generally something that relates to the couple. So it's got to be something that means something to you. It's like your music, isn't it? It's the same thing as that. Like when you're walking down the aisle, you choose something that means something to you. So your reading should have that same vibe and feel it. And the third rule of readings is check how long you've actually got within your service to have a reading.
Yes, yeah, so talk to your celebrant.
That's it.
And or vicar or whoever's performing your wedding.
Yeah, you don't want to pick a reading that's perhaps a minute and a half long and actually you've only got 30 seconds to have a reading, because I mean all celebrants work differently, don't they, and have mm-hmm. different time slots and all of that sort of stuff, so just double check that actually you've got enough time to have two readings, and you know you don't want to risk turning up on the day and then being like, actually you can only do one, because then you're going to have a really confused couple of people. You're going to have to say, actually you can't read now.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so they're my three rules, so try and stick to them. We only had one reading at our wedding, and it was a good friend of ours did the reading. She, Anthony met her at uni, actually, and then obviously I met her through him, and we knew she would be the perfect candidate. She's confident, she's happy to stand up in front of all those people, and we knew that she would deliver it well. Interestingly, when one of my friends got married, they had two readings planned for the ceremony, but it happened when they couldn't fit it in. Everything was running behind. So the celebrant came and told her that actually we now only have time for one reading. So she was like, what am I going to do? I've got two readings. So actually they took one of the readings and had it at the wedding reception. So when they were doing the speeches, they
started. Part of that.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, they moved
nice
it.
Nice intro.
That's it, yeah. So that was nice. And sort of splitting it across the two times of day.
Now you had Captain Corella's mandolin.
I did.
Which is quite popular.
Yeah.
Which is what you said to me, but actually I've never been to a wedding where I've heard
My wedding. I have heard it since.
Okay.
Which is still nice, because actually when you sat there and someone's reading your wedding reading, you're mm-hmm. like, oh, they had that.
Give a little excerpt then.
And a little excerpt.
Yeah.
clear the throat. Are you ready? Love is a temporary madness. It erupts like volcanoes and then subsides. And when it subsides, you have to make a decision. You have to work out whether your root was so entwined together that it is inconceivable that you should ever part. Because this is what love is. A Love is not breathlessness, it's not excitement, it's not the proclamation of promises of eternal passion. That's just being in love, which any fool can do. Love itself is what's left over when being in love has burned away, and this is both an art and a fortunate accident. Those that truly love have roots that grow towards each other underground, and when all the pretty blossoms have fallen from their branches, they find that they are one tree and not two.
That is lovely.
It's cute, isn't it?
It is.
And to say about that, it's not actually a direct quote from the book, because the book's actually quite specific to two people, so it's just changed slightly at the end. So don't be put off if you find an excerpt from a book or something and you think, well, actually, that line doesn't really work. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Just cut it out. And you know what I mean? Like,
adapt it
to, if you love it so much, you can make it work for yourself.
Well, I had, my best friend actually read out our reading at our ceremony and couldn't find who wrote it. Still haven't able to. It's one of those things, literally, like, that we found online that just seemed to not have an author. But it was so lovely and it was so kind of, I suppose, relevant.
Yeah.
Like, to so, like, to us and so many other people. And it was called Maybe.
Oh,
so I'll give you a little read.
Yeah, go on.
So maybe we are supposed to meet the wrong people before we meet the right one. So when they finally arrive, we are truly grateful for the gift that we have been given. Maybe it's true that we don't know what we have lost until we lose it. But it is also true that we don't know what we're missing until it arrives. Maybe the happiest of people don't have the best of everything, but make the best of everything that comes their way. Maybe the best kind of love is the kind where you sit on the sofa together, not saying a word, and walk away feeling like it was the best conversation you ever had. Maybe once in a lifetime you find someone who not only touches your heart, but also your soul. Someone who loves you for who you are and not what you could be. Maybe the art of true love is not about finding the perfect person, but about seeing an imperfect person perfectly.
It's really as nice as it
is. Isn't it? Yeah. And, you know, my best friend, like, shed a tear, and I did. And I mean, not that I know what that says about my romance, but it was the only time during the ceremony that I shed a tear as well. It was my best friend reading. Well, there we go.
That's so nice, because it really must have meant something and moved.
Yeah, it did.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. It's amazing. Okay, so what we're going to do now, let's go through some possible options for reading, so where you can take them from, and perhaps let's give a few examples of ones that we've found. There are quite a few posts on the blog about this. We've talked about it quite a bit, so I will link to all of those in the show notes so you can go back through, because obviously we're not going to have time now to reel off all the ones we've ever talked about before. But let's start with songs. So I've said this to you before, I think songs are a tricky one for readings, because often songs about love quite one-sided, aren't they? She is the whatever.
Yeah, and often they, like, as part of a melody, they sound lovely, and then sometimes when you actually say them, they can be quite rhymey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Almost not too rhymey sometimes.
Yeah. But again, like, if you like it, fire away.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But I have found a couple that are less sort of he is this or she is that, and more about, like, general love
and relationships.
Yeah, so a couple of songs I really like that work for that are, there's one by Led Zeppelin called Thank You, and there's one by Jack Johnson called Better Together. Everybody knows, I mean, everybody probably knows both of those, but they both really have great words that work. And another one that actually, interestingly, Adam, who's our creative director, he had a David Bowie one, was one of his readings, Absolute Beginners. It's called. So I'm going to read the first verse so you can sort of see the vibe of that. And this, what I mean by this kind of, like, general love vibe rather than he loves she loves him, all that sort of stuff. David Bowie, Absolute Beginners. It's, I've nothing much to offer. There's nothing much to take. I'm an absolute beginner, but I'm absolutely sane. As long as we're together, the rest can go to hell. I absolutely love you. It goes on and on like that. But that's really nice, isn't it? Because it's that, it's more general. And,
yeah.
And definitely works really, really well as a reading.
There's a song called The Book of Love by The Decemberists.
Now, this is quite popular. On one of our posts, there's lots of comments from readers about this one. Yeah.
So I'll just read you sort of the first bit.
Yeah.
The Book of Love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it. And when you read to me, and you can read me anything.
Oh, keep it.
Yeah, it's
So if you're a book lover, it's one of those, it's finding that thing that's relevant to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just endless, these songs. There's a song by The Cure called Love Song. That's really good. The lyrics for that are great.
And then if you want to have a look at all the other songs that we recommend, then we've got a post on Rock My Wedding, which is rockmywedding.co.uk, 10 romantic songs that make excellent wedding readings.
Yes. Quite self-explanatory, that one.
Quite self-explanatory.
And on there, you'll find, I mean, I know the ones I've talked about are perhaps a little bit, you know, of a niche listening and things like that, but there's, you know, more obvious ones on there. There's a few Elton John songs, a few Ed Sheeran songs that people have adapted to use for readings as well. Yeah, so there's loads of suggestions on there, even a bit of Elvis.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what about poems and literature?
Well, this is obviously, mine was from a book, Captain Crane's Mandolin. A really popular one that we've seen over the years is from The Velveteen Rabbit.
Yes.
Which is the one where the rabbit's sort of asking, what does it mean to be real? When he's talking about reality being in love and things like that.
Yeah. So,
and that's like a really sweet story that you can tell. Another one I really liked, which I hadn't heard the full thing of. I mean, it's quite lengthy, but I think we often see the quote in the, oh, the places you'll go.
Yes.
Is from Dr. Seuss. And actually the full reading for that is really fun. It sets a really nice tone. So it sort of ends with, like, today's your day and your mountain's waiting, so get on your way. So it's a real, like, you know, upbeat, this is what love is, a journey together, the places you're going to go together and things like that. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Really nice one.
And then what about films and popular culture?
Yeah, so the one that springs to mind when I think about films and popular culture is Carrie's poem from Sex and the City. So you're either into that or you're not into it, but it's really short, it's really sweet. Again, it's one of those, like, him and her things, so it's whether it's relevant to your wedding or not, but if you're a massive Sex and the City fan, it's, like, a great one to
read
sort
it,
of
read
choose.
It.
So it's, his hello was the end of her endings, her laugh was their first step down the aisle, his hand would be hers to hold forever. His forever was as simple as her smile. He said she was what was missing. She said instantly she knew. She was a question to be answered, and his answer was, I do. That's like really short and sweet, you know, like if you're really stuck for time, but you want something that's just about two people, then I think that's a nice one to go to.
Yeah.
Another one that I think falls into sort of like this popular culture category is Everybody's Free, the Baz Luhrmann song, which is the one about the sunscreen.
Which Adam, who had the David Bowie song, also had his wedding. Yeah.
It's quite long, that is. I mean, you'll know if you've heard the song.
Because but it's very clever.
It's so good.
As in, it's one of those readings that people sort of laugh along. And even if you've heard the song before, or you've forgotten about it, or only heard it once, even it doesn't matter.
And when someone reads it, it sounds quite different, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's very witty.
Very.
And it's very truthful. Like, isn't it? It's brilliant, really.
Yeah, I remember really listening to it as well.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't any moment that I thought, oh, God, come on, it was just really good.
Exactly. So if you haven't had listened to that before, after this podcast, please do.
Yeah, go and find it. I'll link to it on Spotify or something in the show notes for everybody as well. And I suppose that it's quite a fun one as well, isn't it? And there's lots of fun type of readings.
Let's have more fun ones we can discuss.
So I think fun wedding readings. There's the dinosaur one. Everybody knows the dinosaur one by now. Surely they've heard that. It's very popular still.
As in by Edward Monkton?
That one, yeah.
Lovely love story.
A lovely love story. Mm-hmm. And there's a similar one along the same sort of vein about a penguin. So I don't know if you're a penguin fan. Maybe you could have that one.
Your Personal Penguin Sandra Boynton.
That's the one. And there's a couple of others. One that I really liked is called I Wanna Be Yours by John Cooper Clarke. And it's basically along the lines of, like, I Wanna Be Your Hoover. And it references all these, like, domestic appliances. But it's quite witty and a nice little read. And then the other one, because I'm a dog fan, is How Falling in Love is Like Owning a Dog by Taylor Malley. Or Marley, maybe you pronounce that. I'll link to it for everybody. And it's about the excitability of a dog and the companionship of a dog and the loyalty of a dog and just referencing that relationship to...
See, that sounds like an absolute nightmare. anyone read that out at my wedding? I'm like, really? But that just goes to show.
It does.
That you've got to have the reading that's relevant to you.
That's right. Regardless of what Charlotte thinks.
Yeah.
But yes, that's a little bit fun. So if you're a dog owner and you know your packers are bad dogs, that's a nice one to look at.
Yeah. And if I come to your wedding and you read it, I'll smile.
Yeah. Just play along nicely.
I will.
Yeah.
We can't go away without mentioning more traditional readings, which I'm sure some of you would have heard at other weddings that you've been to over the years. So I will let Becky go through a few of those with you.
So there's a couple. Again, we've got a post about more traditional ones on the blog that I'll obviously link to. A couple of my favourite ones from there are, there's one by, we've mentioned Robert Fulham already, but he wrote one, another one called Union, which is way more traditional. A really traditional one is by E.E. Cummings, I Carry Your Heart. That's the one that I carry your heart, I carry you in my heart. That one, really lovely. And how about loving is not about possession or imprisonment and all of that sort of stuff. It's lovely. I also like, I mean, did we just mention Edward Monckton a minute ago, didn't we?
Yes, the lovely love song. But he also did That Still Unsettled Place.
Yeah, that's lovely. Let's hear a bit of that, Char.
In that still and settled place, there's nobody but you. You're where I breathe my oxygen, you're where I see my view. And when the world feels full of noise, my heart knows what to do. It finds that still and settled place and dances there with you.
Do you know what? That is so...
And again, it's lovely and sure and, you know, it's... This is the thing, like, I think people think, right, I've got to find this amazing reading and it's got to be captivating, and the person who's reading it thinks they have to read everything out, like, perfectly, with the perfect pauses and stuff like that. And in some ways, I think it can be a bit too rehearsed.
Yeah.
It's not a theatre production, it's a wedding.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just speaking the truth of how you feel.
And sometimes I think that something that is a bit shorter is much easier to deal with and also much easier to listen to.
The words of that one, even though that wasn't a reading I had at my wedding, I feel like the words of that really resonate with me and actually what marriage is about. And that's how I feel about my wedding reading. And I'm glad we chose what we did, because now when I reflect on our marriage, and, you know, it's not always that straightforward, is it, marriage? You know, there's ups, there's downs, as there is with, you know, every relationship. But at the end of the day, for us, we're a team, and we do come at, you know, we have to work together. Yeah. We are that one tree, not the two, as cheesy as it sounds. But, you know, it really means something.
Yeah, which is the point.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. And I think probably that the one of the most popular wedding readings is Love by Roy Croft. Do you know that one, Charlotte?
I actually don't.
I don't know. Shall I read it for you?
You read it
for me. Okay, I'll read it for you. Think you'll like it. I love you not only for what you are, but for what I am when I am with you. I love you not only for what you've made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for the part of me that you bring out. I love you for putting your head into my heaped up heart and passing over all the foolish, weak things that you can't help dimly seeing there, and for drawing out into the light all the beautiful belongings that no one else has looked quite far enough to find. I love you because you are helping me to make of the lumber of my life not a tavern but a temple, out of the works of my everyday not a reproach but a song. I love you because you have done more than any creed could have done to make me good, and more than any fate to make me happy. You've done it without a touch, without a word, without a sign. You have done it by being yourself. Wow.
Oh, that's nice. But no, again,
never heard it.
See,
that first line for me, I feel, is like, I love you not only for what you are, but for what I am when I'm with you. Like, that for me is, like, probably one of the most well-known quotes.
Well, there you go. Well, that just goes to show, doesn't it? Like, don't feel like, oh, I'm not having this reading because it was at my friend's wedding, or, oh, I'm not having this reading because I went on a blog post and it said it was the top 10.
Yeah.
Because actually, again, it's this whole thing.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No, you don't go to a wedding every week. So even though you're in the middle of wedding planning and it feels quite sort of, it's
all-encompassing.
Actually, probably for most of your guests, it's not.
Yeah.
So just have what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And make it relevant to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, well, I think we've read enough readings to
Well, yeah, you don't want to hear, I mean, Becky and I waffle on and read everything out for you. Because as we said, if you go on the show notes for this particular podcast, we've got lots of links to articles, which has got a whole bevy of readings for you to have a look through.
There's loads of reader comments on a couple of them as well. You know, there's just endless suggestions.
Yes,
definitely go and check out all those posts. Whilst we're here, should we just talk quickly about the newsletter? Shall we? You may or may not know that Rock My Wedding have a newsletter. And there's exclusive content on there. You get to be part of the monthly wedding countdown. So every month you get a countdown into your inbox with a different topic. So what you should be looking at that point in time when you're in your wedding planning process. It's dead helpful. It's dead useful. So you can head to the blog. And if you scroll to the bottom, you'll be able to sign up to the newsletter. Simply just put your email in and then I will send you some nice emails every month. Because I'm nice like that.
How nice.
Yeah. And you get exclusive content and anything we find that we think is great that we don't necessarily share on the blog, we send out in an email as well. So, you know, great finds that we might have stumbled
across.
We
will make you shop.
Oh, we will. Dirty enabling at its best.
Yeah.
Yes, and as ever, thank you for listening to us waffle on for a little while. If you've enjoyed it today, please try and leave us a review if you can. A little rating and subscribe to us because that will help other couples to find us. And also, did you know, if you subscribe to us on the Anchor FM app, you can leave us a voice note to ask us a question and then we can play it out on the podcast so we can do a Q&A. Kind of like a little bit live because we can play your questions out.
Yeah.
Shall we do a few Q&As now to close off?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm flicking through. I'll choose three. Shall I choose three?
Choose three.
Okay, let's start with Anna Strong says, what wedding colours will be in next summer?
Mm,
so 2019 summer.
Summer, yeah. Okay, so bridesmaids, if you listen to episode one of the podcast,
oh, yes,
you'll know that navy is always a mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
And really into yellow.
Yes.
So that's...
And tonal. Go back and listen. It's a great episode.
So that's bridesmaids fashion specifically. However, obviously, the whole colour palette works as one for your wedding.
Yeah.
So on the basis of yellow, we're definitely going to see much more like citrusy brights.
Yes.
I feel. And I'm really looking forward to it.
And me.
As much as I love a pastel.
And we love and a botanical green feel,
and
don't
a
we?
Neutral. I think sometimes you have a bit of colour pop in there.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Bright pink, sky blue. Choose it as your statement colour.
Ah, yes. Okay, next one. Oh, it's an interesting one about submitting your wedding to us. So, do I apply for my wedding to be featured after the wedding is over?
Well, we're unsure how you can submit it before it's happened.
Yeah. Yes, the process is get married, get your pictures by an incredible photographer that you can find on rockmywedding.com/the list. And then they can submit to us, can't they?
Yeah.
And the submissions platform. So just chat to your photographer about it, really.
Yes.
That's the best way to approach it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then they'll submit it on your behalf.
Yeah.
Once they've gone through the images and have found a few to submit to us.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Maybe we'll pick four. We're doing this quite quickly, aren't we? How do you make the decision... band or DJ? My partner wants a DJ and I want a band.
Well, have both. That's a simple answer.
It is.
Have a band that have the facility to do, well, usually it's play a playlist, isn't it? After you set the playlist up as such. But as if she's specific about a DJ, then again, you can get bands that do both.
Yeah, I have a friend who is, he is a musician and he performs acoustically largely at weddings, so he'll do his set but then he DJs as well, so you can find people that can do both.
Yes.
For you,
so then you haven't got to worry about like getting one and half of them having to remove their equipment and then getting someone else set up.
Yeah,
if you can have the best of both worlds, basically.
Yeah, so just do a little bit of research and you can probably find someone who does both equally as well. Yes. Should we have one more?
Yeah, let's have one more.
Hang on,
who is this one?
This one is from Amber says, who should pay for bridesmaids' hair and makeup?
I'd say if you want them to have their hair and makeup professionally done, as in you're specific about that, then it should be you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can make demands of people and then expect them to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have, a lot of friends that are very good at hair and makeup, so perhaps you can sort of do a bit of a compromise.
Yeah, but again, we touch on that in episode one, don't we?
We do. Get someone to help out. You know, someone's a whiz with the old GHD curler. Or someone's just really into makeup.
Yeah.
So perhaps you can pull some friends in to help out, because obviously massively brings the cost down. But I think, you know, another good compromise is if you all go on like a girly day out, visit a cosmetics counter, have, you know, a bit of a tutorial by somebody like Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
And then that's a fun day out then.
Yeah, it is.
And everyone can sort of get the best eyeshadow application out of it at the same time. So everyone's a winner.
Well, thank you. If you want to ask us any more questions, you can email us podcast@rockmywedding.co.uk, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rockmywedding.co.uk, follow us on Instagram @rockmywedding, or buy the book Your Day Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.